بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Now we're still talking about the conditions of slaughter. We said the first condition, which is أهلية المذكي, that the person who's slaughtering the animal has to be qualified, يعني meets certain conditions before he is able to slaughter. The second one he said, the second one, to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الثاني أن يذكر اسم الله تعالى عند الذبح أو إرسال الآلة في الصيد إن كان ناطقا. He said the second condition, to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullahi here, it is utterance on the tongue. Yani the person who's slaughtering to say Bismillah when you slaughter. Now saying Bismillah, according to majority of the ulama, except an opinion inside the Shafi'i madhab, it is a must. It is a must. Otherwise, if you intend not to say it while you're slaughtering, the dhabiha is not halal. But what about if someone forgotten to say Bismillah? It will remain halal because rufi'a an ummati nisyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted from my burden the forgetfulness. We'll talk about that as we go, inshallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أو إرسال آلة الصيد, الآلة في الصيد, or when you send the آلة. What does it mean? When you send the آلة, meaning a hunting dog. You release the hunting dog and he catches something for you. We'll talk about a side later, whether if the dog kills it or not. But he, normally, the role of the hunting dog is to hold the animal for you, or to grab the animal for you. Or ala to side, also the arrow. Shooting the arrow, you have to say Bismillah. Or releasing the dog to catch the hunt for you. Sah? Even if he kills the animal, we'll talk about that later, but still, you say Bismillah and you can still eat it. Or for example, if you are rifle or a shotgun, anything, any machine that you hunt with, you have to say Bismillah when you pull the trigger. Now if you're forgotten, we'll talk about that as to come. Why you have to? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, verse 121, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, and do not eat from whatever, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, and do not eat from whatever the name of Allah is not remembered on it. And we said the remembrance of Allah is what? Is on the tongue. You have to utter on the tongue. Come to an issue which is the machine. Slaughtering machine. Now, hardly anyone, the hand slaughter. We understand, the hand slaughter you have to say Bismillah. If someone who turns on the machine and starts slaughtering, and this is one of the modern matters of fiqh. What do you do? Here he said, you have to say Bismillah when you start the machine. Now let's go back maybe 20 years before. The machine that slaughters the animal, let's just say that when the chicken passes or the sheep passes, you press the button and say Bismillah. Every time you want the machine to cut, you press the button and say Bismillah. So, now that doesn't exist. You turn around and just keeps cutting. Sah? Right. When it keeps cutting and moving, cutting the animals, now you started it. Who is now, who is the slaughterman? Huh? No. That is the fatwa of the one who says all chicken in Australia halal. He confused the matter between a person, the slaughterman, and the slaughter machine. What does it mean? Slaughter machine is actually the knife, and the slaughterman is the slaughterman. Again, one more time. To slaughter an animal, it requires what? A knife and a person who uses the knife. Today, has the person changed or the knife has changed? The knife has changed, became quicker. The knife has changed and became quicker. صح? So, the person who presses the button is the slaughterman. And the machine is what? The knife. Now that knife now becomes automatic and you don't need to press the button. But you need someone to start it, and someone to stop it, and someone to press the emergency button. That is whom? The slaughterman. And that slaughterman has to qualify to be a slaughterman, as we said in the last lesson. As for the knife, it remains the knife. It's just a quicker knife now. You see? So, we'll talk about the conditions of the knife later. But here, so when the machine is cutting, who is cutting? The man. The machine is the knife. So the man has to be what? A Muslim. Sah. And he has to say Bismillah when he starts the machine, and every time it cuts an animal. You see? That's why you need someone to say Bismillah on each sheep or a chicken that the machine cuts. You understand? Otherwise, it is an animal that the name of Allah is not mentioned on it. Mafhum? Okay. Now, the problem is two things. The problem is the one who said all chicken in Australia is halal, and I don't like ridiculing, but I like academic refutation. So can student of knowledge respect each other? Sah. The one who said all chicken in Australia halal, what is the dalil? He said, because really there is no more slaughterman. There is no more slaughterman. It's all cut by machine. In reality, and that's why he said, if it's all cut by machine and the throat is cut, then it is halal, really, yani. Where is the slaughterman here? But we say, no. The slaughterman must exist, the one responsible for the machine. Even if he is a maintenance guy. Even if he is an electrician, who's a maintenance guy who makes sure that the machine is running properly, and if it breaks down, he turns it off. That maintenance guy, he is what? The slaughterman who has to say Bismillah on each animal. You understand the point, or you want me to repeat?
Each animal passed.
Each animal gets slaughtered. So he's standing each animal, he can put his hand on the animal and say Bismillah. Or when he see it comes to be slaughtered, he says Bismillah. So we understand that. So we have now, even if the machine advanced, no matter how fast or how slow, no matter how humanless is the machine, meaning whether it requires a human to be next to it constantly or not, it will always be what? A knife. And takes the condition of knife, which is, we'll talk about it later, which has to be sharp and so on and so forth. The slaughterman has to be there and saying Bismillah on each animal. And if that is lacking, then the slaughter is in halal. The slaughter is in halal. And this is how it's supposed to be looked at. And that's why not all the chicken in Australia is halal. Now, we understood the first point. Mafhum, why it's not halal? Why? Because it eliminates the slaughterman. The slaughterman has to be there. Because he needs to utter what? Bismillah. And he is the one in control of the machine. Now, as for using a recorder, because that happened before, and they gave him the halal certification. Your mates, they gave him the halal certification, is to put a recorder and say Bismillah, 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 Bismillah. Of course, ya Ustaz, a dhikr, it doesn't happen, it doesn't take a place by a machine. You have to have a human who intends the tasmiyah, which is the niyyah. The machine, whatever it says, it remains a machine because it is not a dhikr. Dhikr, to qualify to be dhikr, is what? It has to be uttered by a human and has to have an intention for dhikr. Yani, you are intending what you're saying. And that's why the machine, the recorder, is not good enough. Writing Bismillah on a knife, also it's not good enough. Has to be someone to say Bismillah and slaughters. Bismillah and slaughters. Now, whether he grabs the knife with his hand and he slaughters, or he presses a button for each chicken or he slaughters, or he starts the machine in the morning, and then he stands and when the line is moving, he puts his hand on every chicken saying Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. You see? Any of that is accepted to be halal. Even if he doesn't put his hand, but he's monitoring with his eye, the knife coming on the neck of the chicken, and he says, Bismillah, khalas, tariqs, enough. Bas. Fahim? The whole issue here, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a nahi, a prohibition. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا. That is a prohibition, and a prohibition, يعني أمر بالنفي necessitate, يعني it is an أمر بصيغة النفي necessitates a prohibition. And that's why mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to جماهير العلماء, it is a condition and a must and an obligation, and you cannot say in your heart or say when you eat. No. Bismillah has to be at the time of slaughter. You see? And it cannot be done by makana or any other, by musajjil. Now, the modern fatawi, they said that if there is 10, 15 chickens or 5 chickens, he can put his hand and say Bismillah on them, all of them. If the machine is going fast, they said you can put, for example, if 10 chickens are going, because if you know the lines, like in big chicken abattoirs, they slaughter about 120 chicken per minute. Yani, it's impossible to stand there and say Bismillah, 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 Bismillah. You won't be able to catch up. طيب. What do? They gave him a fatwa. They said he needs to, this is al Majlis al Awrupi and other ulama, and yani big fatawi body. They said that someone can stand and say Bismillah on 5 to 10. Bismillah on each 5. Bismillah. They go and then he grabs another majmu'ah, another group, Bismillah, and another group, Bismillah. They allowed that due to, because it is quick. You see? But the other side rebuked it. They said, no, each animal has to say Bismillah on it. Now, according to the first fatwa that I told you about, that's why they give certification to many of those big chicken companies. We sent some brothers to have a look. They say, it's halal, certified. A brother came and said, Ya Mashaykh, why you such a hard necks? This company is halal. And we certified them halal. Okay. Send some of the boys with you. Is that okay? He came back and said, we can go inspect after 1 month. Sure, after 1 month. Yeah, and you work for a halal certification company, and for you to go as an inspector to inspect, I need to wait 1 month to take an appointment for 1 month. 1 month, they can do anything. If you're an inspector, and ask any brother who's involved in this industry, if you're a health inspector, safety inspector, any of those inspectors, they come anytime, 24/7, knock your door and walk in. And part of the contract, you have to let them in. You can't stop them for a minute, nor talk to them, nor come near them. And everything they ask you, you have to show them. Imagine a halal inspector to go to one big chicken company. He has to wait 1 month appointment. Now, coming with the story, to see it's darkness upon darkness. He reached to the place and he said, "We want to go have a look, we've got an appointment." They say, "Yeah, you're welcome, sit down here." 45 minutes waiting. "You're an inspector." After 45 minutes, they entered, they let him through. They went to see the line where all the chicken are slaughtered. They found this Muslim brother. They said, "You operate the machine?" He said, "Yes." He said, "What do you do?" He said, "I say Bismillah, Bismillah on each group of the chicken, not each chicken." He said, "Okay." Now after a while, they start chatting to him. He left the machine and he start talking to them. After they're talking to him, they look at him, they told him, "Aren't you supposed to be saying Bismillah at least on each group?" He said, "Come on, man. When I sit here and say Bismillah on each group, you have a problem, three problems already." So this is the matter about saying Bismillah on each animal that is slaughtered. Now, with lamb, majorly you don't have a problem. With cows, I told you the problem last week. But with the chicken is the major problem, because no chicken company, the big ones, none of these chicken companies slaughter by hand. And all of them on the fatwa off, every 5 or 10 say Bismillah. And one of them got inspected, and that's their conditions. You know why, Akhwa? Because for them, you are not even 0.5% of their market. So what do they have? Why do they have to worry about you? And from that 0.5% or 1% of their market, from that 1%, it's the tenth of the 1% who cares about lahm. Yani, with all due respect, all our brothers, the Salafi brothers, all chicken is halal is in Australia, and all lahm halal in Australia. You just have the Pakis and the Indians and the Fijians, they're the ones who worry about it. The rest of us, we just eat. Sah? Yeah, come on, don't cheat me. They say yes. Wallahi, I heard, yani, anta kaman, you're not going to give up Big Mac. And a quarter pounder just like that. It's going to take a lot of fight for you to give it up. Mahak, it's already we gave up cigarettes. Now you want to give up, yani, mahak? Unfortunately, that's the thinking of the ummah, but unfortunately, yani, we move. He said, rahimahullah, وَإِن كَانَ أَخْرَسْ أَشَارَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And if he's a mute, he points to the heavens. Why is that? To show you the ulama, the importance and the necessity of saying Bismillah on the sheep. The importance and the necessity. Even if you are mute, you're not excused. You at least point to the heavens. Also, if you're a hunter and you're mute, even when you shoot your arrow or shoot the animal or you release the dog, if you're mute, he said, you point to the heavens. Here there is another opinion. Of course, he points to the heavens with what? With intention. He can't point to the heavens, yani, to say, intending how beautiful is the sun. No. To intend, Bismillah, طيب, with the intention. And another group of scholars, they said, any ishara, any way he points his hand, if he intend Bismillah, that is sufficient. It's collected by al-Mardawi in the Insaf, the consensus that the slaughter of the mute is halal to eat. يقول رحمه الله فإن ترك التسمية على الذبيحة عامدا لم تحل. If he neglects saying Bismillah on slaughter, it is not halal. Why? Because we told you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not eat from whatever Allah's name is not mentioned on it. وإن تركها ساهيا حلت. He said, and if he leaves it out of forgetfulness, it is halal. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُفِعَ عَنْ أُمَّةِ الْخَطَأُ وَالنِّسْيَانِ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. It is lifted from my ummah, the mistake and forgetfulness and whatever they are forced to do or under duress. طيب أن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما he said إذا ذبح المسلم ونسي أن يذكر اسم الله تعالى فليأكل. He said if the Muslim forgets to if the Muslim slaughter and he forgets to say the name of Allah طيب let him eat. Why? Because you have forgotten. Listen here. So sometimes somebody, if he's slaughtering a lot, like 50, 60 sheep a day, 100 sheep a day, he forgets, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. And he grabbed one without saying Bismillah, forgotten, and it's gone. It will remain halal. طيب. But he cannot intend not to say Bismillah. صح? Except on one opinion amongst the Shafi'iyya. Now the certifying bodies, they find the weakest opinion and everything, and they, Allah certify, certify. Oh yeah, the Shafi'iyya, and here Ahnaf, and here Hanabila, and Allah, collection. طيب, whatever, المهم. He said here, وَإِن تَرَكَهَا عَلَى الصَّيْدِ لَمْ يَحِلْ عَمْدًا كَانَ أَوْ سَهْوًا. He come to the issue of hunting, he said, and if he forgot to say Bismillah upon the hunt, whether عمدًا, whether with intent or out of forgetfulness, whether with intention or out of forgetfulness, the game is haram to eat. Meaning, what he's saying? He's saying, if you forgot you're hunting an animal, you forgot to say Bismillah, or you intended not to say Bismillah, the animal is not halal on the hunting. Now, why? Because of the ayah. As for majority of the Ahlul Ilm, the scholars, they say if you're forgotten on the hunt, it is halal. Why? Because the ahadith did not distinguish between a game and slaughter. It all came like that except the Hanbali madhab. So here it is specifically to the Hanbali madhab, and Allahu A'lam, this is the correct opinion. Meaning, if you're hunting and you forgot to say Bismillah, then is what? It is halal. The third condition is أن يذكي بمحدد سواء كان من حديد أو حجر أو قصب أو غيره. He said, the third condition. So the first one is what? In the slaughterman. The second one is what? Is to mention Bismillah. The third one is with the knife. The sharp knife. You see here? So you cannot eliminate one of the three. The fatwa of all chicken in Australia halal eliminated what? The slaughterman. And you cannot eliminate it. It has to be there. Even if he does nothing except saying Bismillah on each animal, that would suffice. He said, to slaughter with what? Muhaddad, sharp. Anything that is sharp, you can slaughter with. Whether it is metal, which is what you make the knife of, or a stone. Remember they used to sharpen a stone, very, very sharp, to the level that you can slaughter with. Or qasab. Qasab is to get a bamboo stick, right, and sharpen it, becomes like a knife, and cut with it. Of course, you have to choose, and if you're slaughtering from your tools, the sharpest and the best. Right? Why? Because to make the animal death quick. Yeah? Because if the knife is blunt, it causes torment to the animal. You have to be careful. And this is with the consensus, which is mentioned by Al-Insaf, by Mardawi, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith muttafaq alayh, مَا أَنْهَرَ الدَّمِ وَذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَكُلْ. Right? He said, whatever spills the blood and mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it, eat it. Yani whatever you use something that cuts and makes the blood comes out, right? It is halal. Then he said, لَيْسَ السِّنُّ وَالظُّفُرُ. It is not the sin and a dhufr. What is the sin? The sin is like the tooth from bones. As for the dhufr, a dhufr is like what you call the nail, but something big, which is famudi al-habasha, In Abyssinia, they used to use it as a knife. They get a big nail and they use it as a knife from animals. طيب. إلا السن والظفر. Here he said السن والظفر. He said it's an exception. You cannot use them. You see here he said السن والظفر. He said إلا because the hadith said it. So Ibn Qudama said إلا السن والظفر. Why? Because of رافع بن خديج the hadith which is says لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنهر الدم وذكر اسم الله عليه فكل whatever makes the blood gushes out and spill and the name of Allah is mentioned on it, eat. ليس السن والظفر. It is not the tooth and the nail. As for the sin, فعظم. Because the sin is what? Burn. وأما الظفر, as for the nail, فمدي الحبشة, it is the dagger and the knife of Abyssinia, the Prophet ﷺ, he did not want you to use that, and that's what Ibn Qudama said. وَيُعْتَبَرُ فِي الصَّيْدِ أَنْ يَصِيدَ بِمُحَدَّدٍ. Now, we go to more the chapter of what? Hunting. How many of you go hunting? As for hunting, anything you use which is sharp. Anything sharp that you use. وَيُعْتَبَرُ فِي الصَّيْدِ أَنْ يَصِيدَ بِمُحَدَّدٍ. For hunting, you need to hunt with something that is sharp. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that is muttafaq alayh, he said, مَا خَزَقَ فَكُلْ وَمَا أَصَابَ بِعَرْضِهِ فَهُوَ وَقِيدْ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, whatever that punctures, eat. And whatever hits بِعَرْضِهِ, meaning, بِالْعَرْضِهِ here, it comes like, hit the animal with something that is blunt. فَهُوَ وَقِيدْ, meaning it is haram, do not eat it. What does it mean? Yani somebody uses something that is blunt. So whatever is a bludgeon,
sound like a bludgeon.
Whatever is bludgeon, طيب, you cannot eat it. Whatever, for example, let's just say you're good with hammers, you know, the shekush, the nail hammer, and you see an animal running and you throw it at it, and it hits it in the head and dies. That is not a hunt. You can't eat it. Let's just say you see small sheep running, or a small goat, wild goats running, you see small wild goat, you got with you in your hand a hammer and you chuck it on it. And it hits its head. You only use it on the boss. You hit it with it and it falls dead. Are you? That an animal you're not allowed to eat. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, وَمَا أَصَابَ بِعَرْضِ فَهُوَ وَقِيفٌ. You're not allowed to eat. طيب والمعراض عصا طرفها محدد. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني بعرض. العرض is here in the hadith عصا, it's a stick, the side of it is little bit sharp, but in the day it's a stick, it's not a shooting or a hunting a machine which is like a spear or an arrow or something. طيب, so here he said that. And same thing, which is an animal you hit with a piece of wood. You got a big piece of wood and a wild goat, let's say you are hunting and a wild goat runs next to you and you smack it with the piece of wood on its head and it dies, then you're not allowed to eat that animal. أو يرسل جارحا يجرح الصيد. Or to send a jarih. A jarih is what? Is an animal that has fangs or claws it hunts with. This is a jarih which is mu'allam. Listen to the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Say, O Muhammad, the tayyib, the good, the wholesome is halal for you. وَمَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ. And whatever you taught from al-jawarih. Jawarih mean an animal that is a hunting animal. It has claws or fangs, which is it rips and scars with. وَمَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ. So, عَلَّمْتُمْ means that jariha, that animal has to be متعلم, trained. Not any animal. يعني if you have a dog, you own a dog and you never taught it, and one day you took it and you released it on the ground and he went and hunted an animal for you, That is not mu'allam. So he could hunt it for himself, and that is not halal. It has to be a trained dog. طيب مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله. You teach him from whatever Allah has taught you. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat from whatever they catch for you and remember the name of Allah on it. So this is the dalil that when you release the animal, sometimes could be saqr. What is the saqr?
Eagles.
Hunting eagles. Yeah, sometimes could be a hunting eagle. Some use hunting eagles. And some use hunting dogs. The bloodhounds and all these dogs, which is actually a dog that is trained. I saw somebody has a dog, subhanAllah, trained. He does not touch the animal with his teeth. He just sees the herd of goats, he releases the dog. The dog runs and he circles them and he makes them stop. And he barks on them, their heart will stop and they sit down out of fear. They don't move. The goats doesn't move out of fear. And then he walks towards it, he put his foot on it. And the goat start not do anything, looking at him. And the man comes with a knife, cuts his throat, put it on the back of the ewe and drop off. She's scared because she think he is a predator. And the goats by nature, once they're really scared, they stop running, by the way. They only keep running when they see a human because they know you can't catch them. That's the truth. But if they see an animal like them and they know that he can catch them, what do? Because they have the camouflage color, they duck down and they hide. So they think you can't see them. And they think the animal cannot see them. But the dog usually catches them with their smell. And he comes towards them and they get scared. They don't move, subhanAllah al-Azim. And this is how some dogs catch. Some of them, they grab and they kill. Some of them they grab and they kill. If they kill the animal, you're still allowed to eat it as long as you released it and said Bismillah. If you're forgotten, we said it's allowed. They kill. Now, if they kill in a way you're not sure they killed it for themselves or killed it for you, is it halal or haram? Why it's haram? The basic principle in lahma, it is haram until proven halal. Same thing we said, if you have a shotgun and under you there is a lake, under the tree. You shot a bird and it fell in the water. You do not know whether it drowned or you shot it, and it died because of your shot or it drowned. Then you're not allowed to eat it because the basic principle, it is haram until proven halal. This is need to, that's why very important to investigate the matter of lahma. He said, فَإِنْ قَتَلَ الصَّيْدَ بِحَجَرٍ أَوْ بُنْدُقٍ أَوْ شَبَكَ أَوْ قَتَلَ الْجَارِحُ الصَّيْدَ بِصَدْمَتِهِ أَوْ خَنْقِهِ أَوْ رَوَّعَتْهُ لَمْ يَحِلْ. He said here, if you hit with a rock, if you kill the hunted animal, the game, with a rock, or with bunduk. What is bunduk? Bunduk is, they used to shoot with it. The bunduk is, if you remember the old guns, they stuff it, and then they get a round ball like this, they put it in and stuff it. And then they shoot it. That is bunduk. It's round ball of metal. He said, you're not allowed to eat it. You know why? It is like a rock. Not like the projectile that is made today. It's like an arrow. It's very sharp from the front. That is different. The one that they use today with rifles and with shotguns, little balls, that's all right because it's very small and fine and it trips it through. صح? The other one is like a rock, that's called bunduk. It doesn't exist anymore, no one uses it. Aw shabaka, or to throw a net. And he dies in the net. This is also, you're not allowed to eat. So how many we said? With the stone, with the rock, with bunduk, with the net. If he dies with the net, you're not allowed to eat. What about fish caught in a net? What is the dalil? No, basic principle. Anything from the sea, al-hillu, maytatuh. The Prophet ﷺ said, the maita of it is halal. He said, or the animal kills it by hitting it. Let's just say you have a dog who is chasing an animal, and then he hit the animal with his head, and the animal just collapsed and died. Let's just say, maybe small game. It is haram. You see, it is haram. أو خنقه, or the animal grabs it and choke it. He grabs it from its neck until it chokes the animal. طيب. أو روعه أو روعته, or he scares it. يعني if the animal sees the dog and gets a heart attack and dies, it's also not halal لأنه موقوذة. لأنه موقوذ. موقوذ is the one that dies. طيب. Dies what? Yeah, mawqud is the one dies with the blunt object, as we said, like the rock and so on. All of it not halal. You see, so to use for hunting has to be what? Something sharp like an arrow or a bullet that has sharp end. He said, وَإِنْ صَادَ بِالْمِعْرَادِ أَكَلَ مَا قَتَلَ بِحَدِّهِ دُونَ مَا قَتَلَ بِعَرْضِهِ. طيب. He said, and if you hunt with the ma'rad, you eat whatever you killed with hadid. Meaning, you said al-ma'rad has two ends. One end is sharp and one end is blunt. If you hit an animal with the ma'rad in a very sharp end, you eat. But if you kill something with the other end, which is not sharp, you cannot eat. طيب. وإن نصب المناجل للصيد وسمى فعقرت الصيد وقتله حل. طيب. Now, if you المناجل, look at the علماء, they think of everything. What is the مناجل? المنجل is the knife that is rounded. Round, come like a crescent, and it has a handle that you cut with it the grass. That's called what? المنجل. He said, وَإِن نَصَبَ الْمَنَاجِلِ, يعني you do a trap with the manjal. وَإِن نَصَبَ الْمَنَاجِلِ, the manjal is, yes, the manjal is what you cut the grass with. If he makes it with the manajil, what you can call today trap? You know, the traps you use for the animal? Right. If you make a trap for hunting, and you said Bismillah when you put the trap, and the trap, عَقَرَتْ الصَّيْدِ, it killed the animal, but it has to kill it in a way it punctures the animal. صح? Then it is halal. You know, for example, al-manjal, because if you put it, for example, like a trap where it can swing and cuts the animal and hits the animal, it becomes like what? Like an arrow. صح? And very sharp. Same thing, some of the traps that have very sharp teeth that can close like a claw and punctures the animal, that becomes like an arrow. You see? But not trap, which is you put a rock, and if the animal walks and hits the line, poof, the rock falls on his head. No, that is not. You see? Because not sharp enough to penetrate and does what you call al-aql. You see? Which is kill the animal. Why? Because with this, you have killed the animal with something that is sharp, and it is similar where you kill it with the ma'rad, which has two ends, and you killed it with the sharp end. Here he said, فَصْلٌ يَقُولُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَيُشْتَرَطْ فِي الذَّبْحِ وَالنَّحْرِ خَاصَّةً شَرْطَانِ. He said, and it is a condition for slaughter and nahr, piecing, we call nahr, what we call nahr? To piece, طيب, النحر, يعني طيب, ويشترط في الذبح والنحر خاصة شرطان. And in the ذبح, the slaughter, and the نحر, specifically there are two conditions. On top of the conditions he mentioned here, he's reminding you there are two conditions. أحدهما أن يكون في الحلق واللبة. He said the first condition that in the ذبح and the نحر has to be in the حلق. What is the حلق? The throat. Huh? a suffix. And the windpipe. And he said, al-lubba. Lubba is the bottom of the neck, that round thing in the bottom of the neck. He said, because Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, al-zakatu fil halqi wal-lubba. He said, al-zakat. We said, what is the zakat? We're not going to repeat it again. Fil halqi and al-lubba. So, here he said, fayaqta'u al-hulqum, the throat, and al-mari', the esophagus. And whatever necessary to cut, where the life does not exist with it. Meaning, you need to cut whatever necessary to remove the life. You see, to remove the life. Also, some ulama said two things. Al-hulqum, which is the windpipe where the air flows. Al-mari', the esophagus where the food flows. And al-wajidain. What is al-wajidain? Al-wajidain to jugular vein. طيب. And what comes first in the throat? Yeah, you have two. You see? You come first, the one for the food. And the second one, which is the hulqum. So the hulqum, نعم, the hulqum, يعني when you hear majra al-ta'am, which is behind the hulqum, you have the windpipe, and behind it what? The food pipe. You see the esophagus? And those two has to be cut, and the two jugular vein. So if these four things are cut, animal become halal. The second one, أن يكون في المذبوح حياة يذهبها الذبح فإن لم يكن فيها إلا كحياة المذبوح أو وما أبينت حشوته لم يحل بالذبح ولا بالنحر. He said here, أن يكون المذبوح حياة يذهبها الذبح. The مذبوح, listen, this is to talk about what we spoke about first week. المذبوح has to have life that the ذبح removes it. What does it mean? Meaning, if an animal is dying, somebody slaughtered it, let's just say Majusi, and you come to follow it? No. Why? Because you have to, al-dhabh, you have to remove the life, not to come and remove a life that is already on the way out. You see? Yes. So, otherwise not halal. Example, what I told you about the cow that is hit by a mushroom gun, and the mushroom gun actually kills it, but now it's dying and somebody comes and slaughter it. Here he said, فَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا إِلَّا كَحَيَاتِ الْمَذْبُوحِ, meaning if it does not have life except the life of the animal that is dying, وَمَا أُبِينَتْ حَشْوَتُهُ, or an animal that got hit and all of his intestine came out, طيب, لَمْ يَحِلْ بِالذَّبْحِ وَلَا بِالنَّحْرِ, it is not halal neither in dhabh nor eating bin nahr. You see here, so that shows you the animals, the cows that I told you that are hit by a mushroom gun and they are dying, and you come to slaughter them, you're not allowed to eat them. You with me here? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was asked, just pay attention to this, he said, سُئِلَ عَنْ شَاتٍ ذُبِحَتْ وَهِيَ تَمُوتْ فَتَحَرَّكَ. He was asked about an animal which is dying. صح? And he was asked about a shat, a small sheep that has been slaughtered and it was dying but it was moving. فَقَالَ كُلْهَا إِذَا طَرَفَتْ عَيْنُهَا أَوْ تَحَرَّقَتْ قَائِمَ مِنْ قَوَائِمِهَا. He said, you're allowed to eat it if it moves its eye or it moves one of its legs. طيب. Here he said, they used it as a dalil. If an animal is dying, but it still have some kind of life, you can slaughter and eat it. Here, if this is authentic, then it's a dalil. But here, this narration, which is by Abdul Razzaq and Ibn Abi Shayba, it has Abu Talha al-Asdi. And Abu Talha al-Asdi, no one said about him that he is trustworthy except Ibn Hibban, and Ibn Hibban was known in authenticating the weak ones. So the hadith is weak. Here he said, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَلِكَ, if it was not like this, meaning it has some life in it, طيب مستقرة عند الذبح, حَلَّ لِمَا رُوِيَ عَنْ كَعْبٍ قَالَ كَانَتْ لَنَا غَنَمٌ تَرْعَى بِسَلْعٍ فَأَبْصَرَتْ جَارِيَةً لَنَا بِشَاتٍ مَوْتَى فَكَسَرَتْ حَجَرًا فَذَبَحَتْهَا بِهِ فَسُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ فَأَمَرَ بِأَكْلِهَا. He said that Ka'ab said that we had sheep, tar'a bisal'it, he was grazing. And a little girl we had, a jariya, she saw an animal about to die. So what did she do? She broke a stone and slaughtered it. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you can eat it. Here the animal is what? Fihi hayatun mustaqir, meaning it has a life, but it could die after 1 day, 2 days. Sah? You see? After 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Example, a wounded animal. That if you leave it 2 days, it'll keep bleeding and it dies. Can you slaughter and eat it? Yes. You with me here? Not an animal that if you leave it 5-10 minutes is going to die and it's going to spill its blood out. Sah? So you see, there is time. And that's why Ibn Qudama distinguished between the two. He said, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَلِكَ. What is the criteria? What is the dividing line? He said the dividing line, حَرَكَةُ الْمَذْبُوحِ. يعني, in the first one, he said it has a movement of a dying animal. The other one does not have a movement of a dying animal, because it's not going to die straight away. A movement of a dying animal, that his eyes is rolling, khalas, it's just shivering now and about to die. That one, if you slaughter it, it's not halal. As for the other one, no. Still has hayat mustaqarra, still the animal alive. But if you leave it 1 or 2 days or 3 days, it's going to die. That is an animal, you're allowed to kill it and slaughter it and eat it. You understand that? And that is the difference between the two. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.